Friends, welcome back. Our subject, production and operations management. We move on to the next chapter, chapter number 13 of job design and ergonomics. Job design involves conscious efforts to organize various tasks, various duties, and various responsibilities into a unit of work to achieve certain objective. Job design specifies the content of each job. That means what are all the activities to be done in that job, and determines how work is distributed within the organization. Job design integrates work content. As I said, various tasks, various functions, various relationships. The extrinsic and intrinsic rewards, then qualification required for that job, that means skills, knowledge, abilities for each job in a way that meets the needs of employees and needs of the organization also. Okay, the design of job has critical impact on organization and employee objectives. Employee has certain objectives. He should get pride in working that job. And what are the organizational objectives? That is the efficiency and effectiveness. So design of jobs has very critical impact on organization and also employees' objectives. Jobs that are not satisfying or jobs that are too demanding and are boring may experience higher turnover of people. People will leave, they will get frustrated, they will get tired. Their morale will go down. So jobs that are not satisfying or are too demanding, that means too much of task, too much of targets, and are boring may experience may higher turnover. Then employee motivation and job satisfaction are affected by the match between the job factors, that means content, qualification and rewards, and personal needs. Jobs are the foundation of organizational productivity. The better the jobs designed, productivity will be better. And also employee satisfaction, same thing can be said about employee satisfaction. Well-designed jobs attract and retain a motivated workforce, which is capable of producing quality products, quality services. Poorly designed job, on the other hand, may lead to lower productivity because people are not able to work, people are not ready to work, they are not in a position to work. And employee turnover, absenteeism, complaints, sabotage, unionization, everything will happen. So, what are the objectives of job design? Technical feasibility, economic feasibility, behavioral feasibility. What is technical feasibility? The man who is doing the job should be able to technically do the job. He should have technical knowledge, experience in that job. And the job must be feasible technically for that man to work. Then economic feasibility. The cost of the job should not be too high. It should be economical. And what is behavioral feasibility? For example, who I am in the organization, somebody asks. I don't get pride if I say that I am a clerk there. If I say that I am an executive there or junior executive there, I get more pride in talking that. If I say, okay, I am a junior clerk, I don't feel very good in telling others that I am a junior clerk. But suppose my designation is area manager, then I feel some pride in that. So we must design our jobs in a way they should be technically feasible, economically feasible, and behaviorally feasible also. If this diagram you see, this diagram has three circles if you see. These three circles, one circle is economically feasible jobs. Other circle is behaviorally desirable jobs. That means I want to do the job. I get pride in doing the job. Then technically feasible job, economically feasible job, technically feasible job, behaviorally desirable job. They are merging into each other, you see. And the intersection of all these circles, that is the most desirable objective of job design. We must design the job in such a way that it is technically feasible also, economically feasible also, and behaviorally desirable also. People should be able to do that by their own will and wish. They should find pride in doing that job. So we must design the job in such a way that it is economically feasible also, technically feasible also, and behaviorally acceptable also, and it should be acceptable to the people. In that behaviorally desirable also, there is a small portion which is acceptable to the people. So we must do the job which is acceptable to the people. Many people feel that they should have that job. They should get pride in doing that job. So that is the jobs must be made satisfying to add to the workers' motivation, so that there is no reduction in efficiency. Workers should be motivated. Workers should feel happy to do the job. The job design should be that workers should feel happy to do that job. That is coming. So if we have to achieve this, answers have to be sought to the question of how to achieve that optimal design, so that balance technical objectives, balance social objectives, and behavioral objectives also. So what are the organizational factors, characteristics of the task? That means what is the content in that task? How is the workflow? What is the ergonomics? I will explain to you what is ergonomics and what are the work practices. Environmental factors affecting the job design. Employee abilities, employee availability. Then social and cultural expectations about the job. Then what is the feedback about the job? How much is the autonomy given in doing the job? How much ability is used, and what is the variety in the job? It should not be, you know, monotonous job. Variety of the job is important. Use of abilities is important. Autonomy is given. Empowered employee. Then what are the techniques of job design? Work simplification. What is work simplification? We should try to make the work as simple as possible. Then job enlargement, job rotation. For example, one person is working in production for 16 years. He should be changed to some other department where he is able to contribute about his experience better. Job rotation, then job enlargement. Add some new things to the job. Give him more work so that he is able to contribute better. Job enrichment. Empower him more. Then make it more autonomous. Make it more self-directed. High performance work design. Give him some high performance work where he is able to put his ability and test it. Look at this machine and worker interaction. There is a coffee shop and a customer comes there, and there is a worker there and there is a coffee grinder there. So customer comes, he asks the grocer for 1 kg of coffee. He listens to the order and then he is that time idle. Then for 15 minutes customer waits. Worker gets the coffee and put in the grinder, set and start the grinder. Machine is idle. Then for 21 minutes, customer is waiting, worker is also idle, but machine is grinding the coffee. Then for 12 minutes, customer waits, clerk or worker stops the grinder, machine is idle. For 17 minutes, receive coffee from grocer, pay grocer, and that time he gives coffee to the customer, wait for customer to pay, and he is idle. So this is a chart where customer is idle for some time, worker is idle for some time, and machine is idle for some time. Here, the idle time of customer is 48 seconds, clerk 21 seconds, coffee grinder is 49 seconds. Working time 22 seconds, 49 seconds, 21 seconds. Total cycle time 70, 70, 70. So here we see that percentage utilization of customer is 31%, percentage utilization of worker is 70%, and percentage of utilization of machine is 30%. Now, we must improve the machine worker utilization. Ergonomics is concerned with designing and shaping jobs to fit the physical abilities and characteristics of individuals so that they can perform the work more efficiently. For example, if for performing the jobs, I have to stretch my hands, I have to bow down, I have to bend, too many times I have to do like this, and then I am really tired. So I should design the workplace in such a way that it is most convenient for the workers to use his length of the hands, height properly, and should not create fatigue for him in the whole day. So I should create the workplace which is suitable for worker. I should not say to the worker that this is the workplace and you have to use it somehow. No, I must design the workplace which is most suitable for the worker, and that is ergonomics. Here also there are three circles: job content and analysis, man-machine environment. Here structure, climate, management attitude, and experience, training and behavior. We should merge all these three circles and design the job as per that. Ergonomics is study of how human beings physically interface with their work, workplace, and that is the ergonomics. Study of human aspects of the job. Fundamental jobs of ergonomics have emerged from multiple disciplines such as engineering, psychology, economics, work study, and social sciences. Worker is a part of the system. We cannot forget this. Worker is a part of system. The machine must be adapted to worker. Ergonomics says machine must be adapted to worker. Worker must be able to sense the operating conditions. Worker should be able to reach the controls without fatigue or effort. For example, there should not be a button too high or too far away from the worker. Able to apply necessary force on control. For example, driver, when he is operating that gear change lever, it should be easy for him. Too much force need not be put there. So, for example, in a truck, the driver is the worker, and it should be most comfortable cabin for him, where he is able to operate all the controls at the hand's length or leg's length. It should be very convenient for the worker to operate the workplace. Average worker is capable of reaching many locations, but the speed of reach and accuracy of adjustment are affected by location of control for which one is reaching. So worker is trying to reach the control. The accuracy and speed of reach of adjustment. People may vary in height, weight, strength, skill. The data on reach, range of motion, speed of response, strength, sitting height, working height, and other variables in the machine worker relationship are used on the workstation design. All controls and information display should be located for clear access, clear visibility. Workers should be able to very properly see all this. Switches should be located such that all the off positions are in the same direction, so that he doesn't get confused. Levers and handwheels should be of proper size. It should be very easy for the worker to operate those levers. Proper size, so located, sufficient operating force should be applied in the appropriate direction. So the workplace should be designed like that. Work environment. Once I design the job content, once I design the workplace, I will now speak about work environment, which in the earlier chapter we have touched this subject to some extent. If worker has to work efficiently, then the work environment should be good. Temperature, noise, lighting. In a factory, the maximum temperature of air in a workplace at a height of 1.5 meter above floor level, that means if I had to put the thermometer at 1.5 meter above the floor level, the thermometer should not show more than 30 degrees centigrade. So the temperature should not be more than 30 degrees centigrade, and adequate air movement of 30 meter per minute should be provided. That we have seen already in some other chapter. Here, permissible exposure of noise for 8 hours of work should not exceed 90 decibels. If it is 2 hours only, okay, it can be 100. But generally, for a work of 8 hours, the noise level should not exceed 90 decibels. In some people say it is 85 decibels also. If we exceed that noise level, then there is likely to be hearing loss to the worker. That means he may become deaf after some days. So we must see that noise is less. Then, as per Maharashtra factory rules, the level of interior lighting should be, as we have seen earlier, 150 lux in canteen, 100 lux in cloakroom. And what is lux? If in a total darkness, if I light up a candle and hold a screen 1 meter away from the candle, whatever light that screen gets is 1 lux. So I must see that canteen has 150 lux of light. Cloakroom 100 lux, corridors 100 lux, rough assembly work 150 lux, medium assembly work 300 lux, fine work 700 lux, and very fine work 1500 lux. So much is the light required, and the light should be without glare. Lighting should be free from glare. It should be properly diffused. It should be with pleasant color. It should be free from shadow, and it should be with steady and direct flow. It should not have stroboscopic effect. There should be a good contrast between the object to be seen and its background. So we have seen how the job to be designed. We have seen how we have to ergonomically design the workplace. And we have seen what should be the environment. So with this, I conclude this chapter. Thank you.